We also heard this week from our good friends over in the North Shore Community School. Robbie Teegee is the teacher over there, and here is their report.
My name is Jacob, and I'm your phonologist for this week. First rain, then hail, and finally snow greeted us on Friday the 18th. To celebrate, we got to run outside and let the hail pelt us. Then we got to run out in the snow in the afternoon. First, or worth celebrating. Hopefully, you had a chance to observe the supermoon on Monday or thereabouts, which appeared larger due to its close orbit to Earth. Janie saw 11 deer in a field on Monday the 14th. 8 students had seen bald eagles circling in groups or sitting in trees this week. Woodpeckers are being seen working on trees looking for insects. One dead raccoon was seen by Seth, while Cyrus saw a fox running across the road on the 17th. On Saturday the 12th, Will saw ants on the anthill while he was hunting, but this week the temperatures dropped and we checked anthills in our school forest. They were vacant. Students saw 2 spiders active while we were on our nature trail. Tansy, an invasive species, is still being seen in its yellow flowering state, alongside dead flower heads. Small purple asters in the 17th were still blooming on our trail as well. We concluded that the flowers had a warm niche where they lasted longer. Cyrus discovered that on November 16th, his car door was frozen shut. As she walked out to the bus on the 15th, Elizabeth examined some ice chilling out on a puddle. Janie, on November 16th, found that her desk was infested with a peculiar species. Upon closer examination, it was classified as frost. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Nice report over there. I love the fact that not only do they make these observations, so they saw ants active on an anthill, then they went out into their school forest and they checked the anthills there to see if the same thing was happening at their school. These kids are really on top of it over there at the North Shore Community School, and I'm glad that they are contributing each week to our phenology program. They really are doing a great job.